Well, welcome to the new boys of the Davenport Welsh Premier League. I've got Charlie, Emlyn and Brad with me. They are from Cardiff Met, the new team. Welcome to the podcast, guys. Welcome to the Welsh Premier League. Charlie, I wanted to do this 12 months ago. Here you are now.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for us. Obviously, it was pretty painful not missing out on such a narrow margin last year. So this year, our main focus was to get the job done. We won it. We won Welsh League One quite convincingly in the end as well. So it's exciting for us and it's good.
What lesson did you learn from that season before when Haverford West pipped you?
I think it's just being a bit more ruthless. We always spoke about one goal, making sure that one goal was not the difference like it was the year before. So that was the attitude in training right from the start of the season and when we carried that through to the league.
And how do you feel this season is going to go? Or what do you know about the Welsh Premier League?
I've had past experience in the Premier League with Aberystwyth, being on the bench, which wasn't great. But looking forward to the league, hopefully we can put our little spot on it, put a mark on it. Not saying we're going to win it or anything, but it would be nice to put a marker down. Our main aim is to stay up, of course, as with the newcomers. As we've seen, Aberystwyth came up last season, went straight back down. We don't want that to happen to us. We are looking, personally looking strong, squad's looking strong. We've all stayed together as a unit. And, we're not really scared of anyone to play, but it'd be exciting times, I think.
But, Emlyn, you mentioned Haverford West. I'm not thinking of them as the case study for you. I'm thinking of Llandudno. Llandudno did very well last season. You are being talked about as a potential Llandudno.
Yes, of course, that's flattering. You know, Llandudno did very well last season. Coming up from the Hughes Grey Alliance, straight up, got Europe. Unfortunately, that had a nasty draw. And they were quite unfortunate to lose. But we don't see ourselves as, yes, of course, that would be great. Don't get us wrong, we are looking at high achievements, but our main aim is just to stay up. I think, we can have all talk and people can say we can do this, we can do that, but at the end of the day, we and ourselves know what we need to achieve, and that is to stay up.
Brad, Cardiff Met acquitted themselves very well in various Welsh Cup games they've played against Welsh Premier League teams. Has that given you guys a confidence that this is the sort of league you should be in?
Yeah, we've over the last sort of 2-3 seasons, we've managed to play against, like you say, a few Welsh League sides, and it's nice to sort of see the standard that, obviously we're striving towards, and now that we're going to be playing week in, week out. So, yeah, it's given us a taster. Obviously, there's a gap between Div 1 and the Prem, as there should be. But I think we're more than capable of performing at this level. Like Emily says, really, there can be a lot of talk and people may say that we may potentially be top six, but, we just want to sort of get ourselves out there, start performing and, try and speak with the action rather than all the talk that goes with it. So,
now, talk us through Cardiff Met as a setup, because you're obviously all students, you're studying towards some sort of sport qualification and you have some pretty decent facilities down there, not only to sort of tick the academic box, as it were, but to progress you as players. What attracts you to Cardiff Met and how does that work with the Welsh Premier League team?
I think first and foremost is an education for us. All the players come here, a lot of them quite naive as well, freshers that come. They don't quite understand the how important the football is to everyone and how professional the setup is. But first and foremost is education. So boys are there to get degrees and it just so happens that a lot are getting postgraduate degrees now, which is excellent in terms of their personal development. But in order to do that, we really value the football club. There's 6-7 players who have been there for a long time now. Christian, who heads up the programme, he's been there, he's dragged the club from quite a sorry state, put some real infrastructure in place, put some structure in terms of the team, off the pitch, on the pitch, the expectations, and it's just something that we try and adhere to, and we're constantly trying to push ourselves, and that's academically and as footballers as well.
It's a little bit more of a bigger institution, though, than an average sort of student football team, though, isn't it? The facilities that you've got are pro facilities.
They're pro facilities, but we don't act ourselves as pros. Everyone says, the pro team is TNS in the league. Everyone says, Cardiff Met, they train every day. Well, we don't. Of course, we have great facilities. We have Christian, we've got Robin, who does take over the whole programme. But at the end of the day, we don't see ourselves as professional footballers. We see ourselves as student athletes, as student comes first. So we do, you know, as Charles just mentioned, we get degrees, postgraduate degrees. And I think that's our main aim. Football's just a bonus. Of course, you know, we've got the Welsh Prem now. It's a good status for us. We can show ourselves and show our ability on the likes of TV and show people what we can do. But at the end of the day, we're just a football club. We're just a university, and we're quite proud of being here in a way.
And Brad, what's it going to be like for the league to have a Cardiff team? Because many people have said that, you know, the Welsh Premier League can't be taken seriously unless there's a team in the capital. How, what's the buzz around Cardiff, or certainly around the student population of the Met?
Yeah, it's exciting for us. Hopefully exciting for the students. I think to have a team from Cardiff in there has been needed, and obviously there's, you know, other teams around the area who are trying to either push for the sort of status or build the infrastructure to get themselves to the Welsh Prem. But yeah, we're representatives now of obviously Welsh Div 1 this season, and not only that, obviously being from the capital as well, hopefully, you know, it does sort of bring more sort of people through the door, and you actually get a bit more of a crowd coming to watch, because we are going to be playing at the highest standard within Wales. Obviously a lot of our games are on Sunday, so I don't know if that will help, but hopefully, you know, it brings people that may go to football on a Saturday and may actually also come and watch us on a Sunday. So yeah, we're almost representatives, you know, for Div 1 and for Cardiff, so I think it's great to have someone from Cardiff back in the Welsh Prem, and obviously try to even the sort of the balance between obviously the north and the south. So,
and a quick question about Christian Edwards, we've heard his name being mentioned here, who will be leading this, obviously a Welsh professional, knows his onions. Is it important for you to have somebody like that leading you?
Yeah, it's magnificent really when you think about, you know, he's come from the pro game. Obviously for myself and Emlyn as a centre half as well, you're being almost mentored by someone who's a professional centre half. He's great for the club. In honesty, without him the club wouldn't be here today, because the amount of time, effort and the infrastructure that he's built over the last sort of 6-7 years, I think it is now, it's a lot of credit goes to him. Obviously it's the players, you need the players there to do it, but he really has turned the club around, and he's so influential, I think, to all of us, and I think we'd all, you know, sort of take our hats off to him and thank him for that.
Charlie, have you got a sense of his vision for Cardiff Met? I mean, would he like to see you lot playing in Europe like nomads?
Yeah, I think for those that know Christian, the sky's the limit for him for sure. He definitely got his sights set on Europe as well. As you mentioned earlier, we're looking at Llandudno and how successful they were. So for us, it's an example of how we can move forward as a club. But I think one of the things that goes unnoticed is the actual football club that he's created. It's not just a university side anymore. We are a domestic football club, like the teams that we're going to be playing against. And I think that often gets neglected, because they just see us as a university students, but we are a football club. We're trying to build an infrastructure. We've got a community behind us, a lot of parent support. We've got an excellent academy that's going to be pushing forward as well, and hopefully it's going to be creating an infrastructure that can support and push forward for the community and for us as students as well.
Emily, you know the geography of this country very well. There's a lot of long trips waiting for you, aren't there, in this league? Are you guys prepared for trips to Connors Quay and trips to Bangor?
Yes, of course, we've thought about it. It's a big commitment from us, because we are, you know, we do, without university work as well, it's going to be tough. But luckily, we have arranged a coach to away games. Not too sure how the structure of it yet. But yeah, of course, you know, the likes of going to Connors Quay, Airbus, Real, GNS, Bangor, constantly every other week will be tough, and it will be a strain. But luckily, we do get along with each other. We're quite a tight-knit group. We will take each other through it, and it should be a good experience to travel in a way. It should be like a good experience to, you know, come back after a win or to enjoy ourselves. And it's not really a thought of, oh no, it's another 4-hour journey. It's like, it's more times to bond, which is quite good.
Brad, we're sitting here now at Newtown Football Club. You've seen various of your rivals next season walk through in their kits. How has that made you feel about you've reached the big time? Are you getting a sense of that at all?
Yeah, it's starting to hit home now, I think, that we actually are going to be playing Welsh Prem next year. Obviously, when the kits start to arrive and, you know, you start to see the fixture list and who you're going to be playing sort of every weekend. So obviously, yeah, it gives you that sort of enthusiasm, and it gives you that buzz, you know. We've been striving to get to this level for, well, I've been here for 5 years and we've been striving, obviously, it's always been a name to try and get here. So to finally sort of actually get here, it now gives us obviously the opportunity to show what we do, how we've played, you know, and our sort of philosophy of football. So, yeah, to come here today, it's just another step closer to the season. Obviously, we've been working hard in pre-season now. So, yeah, I think we're just all really looking forward to it and just can't wait to get going.
So, Emily, idiot's guide. If I'm watching Welsh Premier League for the first time and I'm watching you lot, who are the players around me I should be watching?
Within our team?
Yeah.
There's a few. There's a few standouts, but as a whole, as a collective, you know, we go from back, we play on the floor, we start from the back, go forward. So whether you can, whether you want to be a goalkeeper, you've got Fuller. Whether you want to be a defender, you've got myself or Brad. Whether you want to be an attacker, you've got Charlie, you've got Jordan Lamb, you've got Roscoe. So there's a mix, you know, there's different talents within the team. I think that's what makes us a very good team. We're a good unit. And it's, I don't think there's many standout players with us. It's just we're very good at working together as we are.
And you like playing it on the floor. How are you going to do that at a boggy Bangor in the middle of January in the pouring rain?
Well, the rumours are that Bangor is a good pitch, so hopefully it won't be too boggy. And obviously, there's a lot of 3Gs around now, which is obviously helpful for us. We think we do have an advantage because this gives us more of a licence to play, gives more space to attack or to start attacks off. But of course, you know, it's grass. You know, you've got Connors Quay, you've got Bangor. We've also got Druids. Those three pitches, we're not fazed with them. Yeah, of course they're grass pitches, but you know we've been growing up playing on grass pitches. It's not really a problem. Yes, of course 3G's the way we want to play because it gives us license to play. But the grass, you know, it doesn't fend us off going, oh no, it's a grass pitch. We should go, right, it's just another game. We've played on it with youngsters, so it doesn't really faze us.
And the final word to you, Charlie. It's going to be a great experience for you. There are people believing you will not just go straight back down. There are people believing you are in this league for a while. What's your belief about the style of football or the way you need to play? And how far do you think you're going to go in this first season?
Yeah, well, we've mentioned already, you know, our main targets for survival in terms of this season. And then we can then build upon it and put the infrastructure in place so that the club can move forward. So that has to be our main priority. We're not naive though. We know that we can mix up our play. We'll try and get the ball down, and hopefully that comes through when we play different teams, different scenarios. Like you say, when we go away on a Tuesday night, for example, we're going to go and mix up our play, and we're going to be hopefully dangerous for that reason. So we're just looking to build on and embrace this season and move forward as individuals who get an opportunity to really express themselves and as a team who's starting to build something for the future.
And your first game's away, so not even the comfort of home for you. How do you assess your chances against Airbus?
We played Airbus last year in the Welsh Cup. They ended up beating us quite convincingly, I think, in the end. But we gave them a really good game for an hour. I think that was representative of where we were at that point in time. We've moved forward, and we're now champions of Welsh League One, and we're going to go in with that confidence as well. So we'll assess them as we see fit, and we'll go there and try and express ourselves as much as we can.
Well, all the best to you boys for the season ahead. Enjoy it. And the one thing I have been told is that the catering at Cardiff Met is something to behold. It's very nice food around of Cardiff Met, apparently. So I will definitely be turning up to more games than I've ever been to before in my life at Cardiff Met because of that. And thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you.